Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The NHL playoffs are on and the Toronto Maple Leafs were in action last night. So it gives me great, great pleasure to welcome to the show, coming to you from PJ O'Brien's well-known pub here in downtown Toronto, Joe Bowen. Joe is the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Joe, pleasure. How are you?
Oh, absolutely fabulous. I've 43 years of doing this. The last real job I had was 5,000 feet underground hard rock mining in Sudbury, Ontario, my hometown. So I haven't had a real job in a long while.
Wow. So what does it mean to be the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs? What is the role?
I do the play-by-play. So I have a gentleman who does color, who does the analytics of it, if you will. But I try to keep up with the play, let everybody know who has it, where it's going, and when it goes into the net, have some fun with it.
And had you fun last night?
Brilliant. We had a big win against the Florida Panthers, a team that won the Stanley Cup a year ago, which is our ultimate prize. We've had about 9 years of difficulty getting through the first round of the playoffs, and there are four best of sevens that you have to win in order to secure the ultimate prize. So this city has not seen an ultimate prize won since 1967, and that number is brought up religiously by everyone who is not a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, but we're having fun with it. I am old enough to remember all of those wins back in the 1960s, so it would be really something if this city wins the Stanley Cup this year.
Is there a reason that you haven't tasted that success again since? One reason?
Yeah, we've been horrible.
Straightforward.
It is such a difficult, I think it is the most difficult championship to win.
Why is that?
The game is so physical. The element of good fortune and luck is predominant in the sport, because a small little disc, a puck, has to get into a net that's 4x6 guarded by a guy with all kinds of equipment. It takes a great deal of teamwork. It takes a lot of skill. It takes a lot of guts. And it takes a lot of body contact and everything else that's associated with the sport. I mean, it's like Irish hurling, but enclosed in a smaller box with skates on so you can go 30 miles an hour. It's mayhem, pretty much. And I understand that in Ireland they're working very much towards a rink, another big rink in Dublin, which would be absolutely brilliant, because I know The Irish have taken to this sport when they've come over here, and our legacy is is honored by all of the Irish that have been a part of it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I lived in Canada for a year, and I love ice hockey, and I love it because it resembles more the sports we're used to. I find all the stoppages in the NFL and even in basketball, I kind of want the game to just get on with
it. That's why you can be 500 pounds and play in a professional sport. Can you imagine if they didn't stop? Those guys, they'd be carted off on their shield.
They would. They absolutely would. But that's what I love about hockey. It's relentless. The action is relentless.
Yeah, well, I mean, you call hurling the fastest game on turf, and obviously this is the fastest game maybe in the world. The thing about it that is so important is that you have to learn a very difficult skill in order to participate. Almost every other sport, you handle the ball, or you handle whatever's going on, and you don't, and you can run. All you do is run. And yet you've learned that from the very first steps of being a young toddler. You can walk and then you run. Well, now we're going to take you and we're going to put you on ice skates and teach you how to skate. And then you get to play the game, but you don't get to handle the puck. You have a 6-foot stick that has to handle the puck in order to do things. So the skill element, they often say that the most difficult thing in sport is to hit a round ball with a bat in baseball. I disagree. I think trying to play hockey at an elite level with the hands and the creativity that goes into it is probably the toughest sport.
And how big is it, you know, when you go down through the levels and even down to kind of kids? Would all kids in this part of the world have a taste of playing hockey?
You know, they did. Back when I was growing up in the 1950s and 60s, there were outdoor rinks everywhere. And they would start up probably in November and go through February or March. Climate change has changed things. The cost has changed things. The way we approach things has changed things. Every school or playground in growing up in Sudbury had a box and a rink with boards and everything. It might have been very small, but it was still there. And so as kids, we were always outside playing hockey, whether it was just in our boots, having fun, or actually putting skates on and playing. The sport has become very, and I don't want to use the word elitist, but it has become extraordinarily expensive. It is all now almost indoors. It is the cost of ice time in arenas is exorbitant. If you're going to be a parent of a youngster who is playing competitive hockey at the highest level, you're going to be looking at $15,000 to $20,000 a year.
Wow.
To put your son or daughter through a full season of hockey. Now, you can play lesser and it's a lot less expensive, but ice time is $200 to $300 an hour to get into an arena. And that is an area that Hockey Canada is trying to address. And it's one that it becomes, you know, a very expensive sport.
Yeah, God, I thought pony riding was expensive.
Anyway. Feeding them, I'm sure that is.
So what would it mean to the city of Toronto to win the Stanley Cup? What would it mean to you?
It would be the culmination of a very fortunate career. It would be the culmination of everything that you did. It's interesting when we travel out west, and there's a great rivalry with any of the Canadian teams, obviously. And then if the Leafs are going well and we're talking with guys from out west, with Edmonton or whatever, oh, yeah, you guys have got the parade route all organized. You got the parade route all organized. Well, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, that owns the Toronto Maple Leafs, also owns the Toronto Raptors. Now, a couple of years ago, the Raptors won the NBA championship. Mm. The parade was a complete shambles. They couldn't get the players to City Hall. It took forever, hours. I said, well, obviously, the person who supposedly is in charge of organizing the parade route either got fired or had the day off, because it didn't work. But I've always kind of chimed in and said, if the Leafs win the Stanley Cup, they'd have to start the parade in Timmins, which is probably about a 6 or 7 hour drive from Toronto, and it would just wind its way down through and get here into the bowels of the city and enjoy it. The city would just come to a standstill.
It's funny, we were talking about housing a few minutes ago in the show, and a few of the guys, as soon as you introduced yourself and they heard the voice, they recognized you. And that's something you've probably gotten used to over the last 40 years, is it?
Yeah, oh no, no question. I've loved Toronto. I'm an Ontario boy and grew up a Toronto Maple Leaf fan and everything. So I can sometimes sneak in and out and not be noticed, but if I open my stupid mouth, it usually gets recognized.
Yeah, well, listen, Joe, it's been a real pleasure, and thanks a million.
For my pleasure. Yeah, we're looking forward. We're going over to Ireland and this summer and going to enjoy a tour and have some fun over there again. I took my family. I have four sons, Liam, Derek, Sean, and David. We went over to in 2012 when Notre Dame played Navy.
Yeah.
And that was mayhem. And we played golf at a number of spots. Old Head and whatnot had a
just well, what you think time. Old Head is lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't one drop of rain. The week we were there, not one drop. I said, well, Joe, but thanks for bringing your liquid sunshine here today.
It never rains.
No, I understand that. You got liquid sunshine. I know how that works. But thanks for having me. Enjoy your time here. It's great that you have come over and talked to people who are part of our culture, because the Irish have a tremendous, tremendous background here in Canada, for sure.
Yeah, well, listen, enjoy your trip, your upcoming trip to Ireland. We hope you enjoy it.
I got to get back to County Cork. I'm 4 generations removed, I guess.
Oh, very good. From where in Cork?
For the love of God, I do not know, because my grandparents passed away well before I was born. So, we enjoy it over there. We've had a wonderful time when we were there.
Yeah, that's right. That was an unfair. That's a real Irish question. And then you'd say where, and I'd say, but what part of that part of Cork?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I got you.
Which
Cork?
Which side of the road? Oh, you're those bones.
Those guys. Oh,
you're those
yeah.
ones. So,
yeah, exactly. We'll try not to be.
Joe, listen, a real pleasure.
My pleasure.
Thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.